world is so afraid. We look at them. We don't have to fear what they fear. I'll say that again. Don't fear what they fear. Al tira in Hebrew, fear not. The very first person that said this word, very famous words, and the most quoted words of Jesus, the most spoken words of Jesus is fear not. The first person that said that was God to Abraham. When Abraham was sleeping at night, God came to him in a vision and God says, Al tira Avraham. Al tira Avraham. At the time he was Abram. God says, don't be afraid. I am your magan, your shield, and I'm your exceeding great reward. Amen. That's the first occurrence of that word, fear not, used by God on a man that was fearful. So that blessing of Abraham is also ours. Amen. We have no need to fear. Amen. We are protected. There's a verse where Jesus is praying. He allows us to eavesdrop. It's the great priestly prayer, we call it, John 17, where he prayed, those who believe on me may know that you have loved them, even as. You know what's even as? Even as. You have loved them even as you have loved me. Wow. Wow. I mean, Lord, if you love me just, you know, 4 or 5 notches under Jesus, I will accept. But even as. He shares his love, this love with all of us. Amen. You are love. So don't just claim Psalms 91. Do it. Spend time in your car. Take time with the Lord in the morning. Spend a time with the Lord where you refresh yourself with all these truths and say, Lord, thank you for loving me and my family. Because you see, friends, it's the perfect love that casts out fear. Perfect love is not your love for him, it's his love for you. That's where you find perfect love. When you realize how much he loves you, how he loves you perfectly, it will cast out every fear. You will look for fear and you find fear no more. Now, during this time, people, please understand, it is not you clinging on to protection, you cling on. Realize that God loves you and show them 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. So his truth shall be your shield and buckler. Some translation says it can be translated that way because the word emet can also be faithfulness. His faithfulness is your shield. It is the child being held by the mother, not the child holding on to the mother. That's never really safe. The mother hold the child is safe. No, you just say, Father, thank you. You are faithful. Right? Put the anointing oil. Amen. Thank you, Father. As I go out today, my family and I, no evil will befall us and no COVID-19 virus will come near our dwelling. Amen. When a word appears in the beginning, usually in the Hebrew, it's an emphasis on that word in the entire verse. Yeshav, Yoshev, which is in Hebrew, the way he said it, Yoshev is the word sit. Yoshev, be seter, in the secret place, Elyon, the Most High, Betzel, cell is shadow, Shaddai is the Almighty. Yit Lonan. Lonan is actually spend the night. Night is a season where, like what the world is going through right now, it will pass. Amen. It will pass. It depends on how long, but it's a night season. And the Bible says, he who sits in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow, shall spend the night. You will spend this entire season under the shadow of the Almighty. You know, there are two types of conquering this thing. One thing, all right, God's way is that you walk in divine protection and not be afraid. If God tells you to go somewhere, amen, except for those places the advisory tell you not to go, just like the angel told the father, right, Joseph at that time, all right, to bring the boy to Egypt. That's the right time, being led by the Spirit. But don't be motivated by fear. What's consuming the world right now is fear. People are making decisions out of fear. People are so afraid, amen. Listen, even you get it, you won't die in Jesus' name. Believe God, amen. Amen. Believe God not to get it. But if you do get it, believe God for complete healing and restoration. The world is talking so much about, you know, corona, corona, corona. It's like a song. It's like a song, it's like a chant. It's like everybody is talking, you switch on the TV everywhere. You know, it's like, because it's a social media world, but let's not talk about corona. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme, through all eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He, the Lord of Lords supreme, through all eternity. The great I am, the way, the truth, the life, the door. Let's talk about Jesus more and more. Amen? And once in a while, when you're driving back home or with your family, your little children, and you start hearing all this news and all that, sometimes you just have to listen because it's your job or whatever, but just hear the headlines and don't keep on listening and don't keep on traveling on your social media and look at every little thing. Amen? There's a lot of fake news out there. And if you do have to listen, always end up with, let's talk about Jesus. The King of Kings is He. And just talk about Jesus to your family. The world is now literally on its knees based on something they can't see. And I'm here to tell you that this virus will not rain. Yeah. It seems like it's raining. It seems because it's on the lips of everyone. People are talking about it. But let me tell you this. The Bible says you are to reign in life. And the way you reign in life is Romans 5:17. If death reigned by one, all right? If this sickness from this COVID-19 reigns by one, amen. If death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace. Amen. We cannot preach too much on grace. We need the abundance of grace. Much more they which receive, they which receive abundance of grace. They in New Creation Church, come on, who believe in abundance of grace. You don't believe in grace, it's up to you, amen. But we are those who believe and receive abundance of grace. Much more, they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. Righteousness, right standing with God in the place where Christ stood, because He is our standing. That righteousness is now a gift. When you are righteous in God's eyes, all the blessings of the righteous accrue to you. They fall on you. Amen. You are the righteousness of God in Christ. And this righteousness is a gift. Amen. It's a gift. And how do you receive a gift? You just say thank you. Do you have to earn the gift? No. Do you have to pay for the gift? No. Someone else paid for the gift. And the Bible says that those who receive abundance of grace and the gift, not the reward because of something you do. It's not the reward of righteousness. It's the gift of righteousness. What will happen to them? Those who receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, they will reign in life. They will reign in life. Not this COVID-19 virus. They will reign in life.